Come on to my house, to my house. I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, to my house. I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guests are Michelle Weiler from the Community Alliance with Family Farmers, Heather Plaza and Johnny Gary from Organic Matters, and we're going to talk about being able to use the EBT or CalFresh tokens, being able to use your CalFresh money at the farm stand. So I'd like to start with Community Alliance with Family Farmers and how that plays a role in this project.
We advocate for family farmers and sustainable agriculture. So one of the things that we like to do is find new markets for farmers and help them thrive. There's approximately $2.5 million every month of CalFresh dollars that circulate throughout the county. So we wanted to steer that towards farmers. And for many, many years, you could do that at the farmers market. However, in the 2014 Farm Bill, they just changed the language to make it also legal for you to use your CalFresh benefits at farm stands and community-supported agriculture programs. We are just helping the farmers become authorized, and Johnny and Heather can tell you a little bit about that, and then people can come to the stand, swipe their card just like they would at the farmer's market, and buy produce.
So they don't even need to do the tokens like they do at the farmer's market. They can just use their card and swipe their card. Okay.
Yeah.
So Michelle, what farms are involved with using the CalFresh benefits?
Yeah, Deep-Seated Farm in Arcata uses it for their CSA. Shake Fork Farm in Carlotta uses it for their CSA. Redwood Roots Farm in Arcata has it for CSA and Farm Stand, and then Organic Matters for their CSA and Farm Stand.
So what was that like getting Johnny and Heather through the hurdles of basically the feds? How did that work?
CAF was extremely helpful, filling out the application to receive our terminal that we take the EBT card with, helpful all along the way, and there was a 800 number that we called actually in and ran test runs before we actually started accepting EBT. So there was support, I felt, along the whole process.
What sort of produce do you carry at the farmer's market that's eligible for the EBT?
We do all the coastal veggies, like the most of the brassicas, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, lettuces, greens, onion, sugar snap peas, you know, anything we can grow on the coast, basically.
And then you also raise animals. Do the animals, the meat products, also qualify?
Yes, that's really exciting. People can actually come to the farm stand and purchase meat from animals that we breed and raise on the farm.
That's great. Really high quality protein. And then, the eggs, too, which are really great.
Yeah, and very fresh.
What is the hope of the project? I mean, it kind of seems to me, you know, people talk a lot about food deserts, that there are areas, regions of Humboldt County, some of them in very rural areas that are essentially food deserts where you don't have a grocery store. But this seems like an avenue for people to be able to buy some of these products that, you know, maybe they'd have to travel 20, 30 miles to get to a grocery store.
Yeah, it makes it really convenient for people to be in touch with their local agriculture, their local farmers, to go and get fresh, healthy food that's very accessible to them.
What are some of the challenges, do you think, for some of the participants of the CalFresh project to be able to use their EBT money?
I think the biggest challenge for us is just people not knowing that that's accessible to them.
Yeah, so getting the word out. What sorts of ways are you working on getting the word out about the CalFresh benefits at your farm stand?
Well, we have signage at the farm stand. We're going to put a sign that CAF just gave us onto our fence, and just doing lots of social media.
I was wondering about that, about social media and how that, you know, is playing out for you. What sort of social media do you use?
We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and we have a website.
Mm-hmm.
And then I run ads on the radio sometimes, and been thinking about doing some journal, North Coast Journal advertisements and things like that, just to get the word out.
Okay.
And then CAF and our partners promote this type of thing too. Yeah.
I know it seems like there are so many people that are linked together through the social media that, when one person lists it and if another person thinks it's really important to pass it on, they can pass it on through their site and it just can continue on out like that. It just seems like it's the wave of how we're going to communicate in the future, rather than, you know, putting out PSAs and hoping somebody happens to be in the right place to turn on a radio station and hear it at that particular time.
Yeah, the social media is accessible to everybody really quickly, and it's definitely something that you can share easily with people. Last year, CAF helped us. They did a farm tour with multiple farms that do accept EBT, especially for our CSA members. And that was really successful. And we hope to do something like that with them in the future.
So how long have EBTs been accepted? Oh, so you said since the 2014 Farm Bill. So it's been, this will be the second year then that this has been accepted at your farm stand?
Yes.
About how many customers do you think use EBT at your farm stand?
Well, I have a few CSA members that actually purchase their CSA with their EBT, and that's great because they can make payments. We just work out amongst ourselves and them how many benefits they receive and what they feel comfortable paying each month towards their CSA. And that's been really great. And then as the season progresses and we start to have more food in the farm stand, then we start to see more families coming in and using the EBT. We especially see it during October. We have a pumpkin patch, and we're open every day in the month. And so we have a lot of families that might not have come by the farm stand just to shop that have exposure and buy a lot of food during that month. So that's been really great.
Well, the one thing I did want to mention about the difference with the community supported agriculture share with the CalFresh cards, legally they're only allowed to swipe their card every 2 weeks, whereas in a normal kind of setup with CSA, they kind of pay up front and commit to the whole season. So it's a small difference, but as Heather's mentioning, it's workable for both sides, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, it seems like you had to kind of work that out so that it worked for you guys, worked for them. I mean, it's kind of like the government. You have to figure out the workaround so you yeah. can make it happen.
Yeah. We don't want to take all the benefits, you know, in one payment for a CSA for a family. So we're very flexible, and we don't have any problem really working out a payment plan.
And could you tell a little bit more about how CSAs work for people who may not be familiar with that model?
The general model is that community members pay forward for agreed amount time of produce that they pick up, usually weekly, and that is just something that they come once a week, and we have a list of produce that they pick up, and it's usually enough food for like a family of 3 to 4, or people split it, and they get to come to the farm and see how things change seasonally, what's available, take a walk on the farm, and just be connected a little bit better.
I think sometimes people aren't familiar with some of the foods that are available in the CSA. How do you kind of help people know how to prepare some of the things that, might be in their share, but they just have never made before?
Well, we try to do really what we call a staple CSA. We try to provide a lot of vegetables that people are used to cooking with. And then we have the sexier, more appealing or exotic food available at the farm stand that we sell to our CSA members for a discount price. They get 10% off at our farm stand. So we try to keep it basic, and then we share recipes. They come in to pick up their CSA. I'm there, or another farm crew member is there, and we just talk about our favorite ways to cook local seasonal food.
I think that's a great way to do it because, you have your personal experience with things, and you can really have that conversation with people about what they're comfortable preparing. One of the things I think about, too, is, some of the things that some people might not pick up, you might have extra of. So if somebody, is coming in and needs some more vegetables, you kind of know what's available in that. But also I think about, I used to grow a lot of Swiss chard and, a lot of the greens, but I would also have my beets. And I had a friend who said, I love beet greens. And I'm like, well, I did all the beets, made pickled beets and brought her this big old basket of beet greens. She cooked them up and had this big feast of all these beet greens, and something that I was discarding and was her benefit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, this sounds great. If people are interested in finding out more about using their EBT at the farm stand, how can they get a hold of you, Heather?
Well, we have a website, organicmattersranch.com, that has information, or they could just call us at 407-FARM.
I like that, 407-FARM, so simple. Great. Well, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer and producer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.